All set? All right. Well, good morning. We are going to take a pause in any series or anything going on. As over the years, people have asked me to go over the holy days and what we are approaching. And then I also want to talk about Lent and the dawning of the cross and the passages of Scripture that are also listed. But first, I want you to take a quick minute and think about how many celebrations, how many feasts do Judeo-Christians celebrate from now until Pentecost? So I just gave you two of them, but think about the number of them, if you will, for a second, and then I'm going to get your feedback. How many do we go through? All right. You guys had plenty of time. Don't worry about it. Do we go through five or more? How many would say five or more? Okay, I got a few hands. How many would you say, is it more than 10 or less than 10? Who says less than 10? Okay, I see a few hands. Who says more than 10? Yeah, well, goes to the few and many. It's more than 10, actually. Winner, winner. I have a rock for you today. So let's go through that, because it's not easy to keep track of. But think about this, too. If you're at home and you have more than 11 parties within a three-month period, your neighbors would start to know that there's something different about your house, right? And so the interesting thing is, over the years, people will ask, oh, what are you doing this weekend? And during this season, they're like, do you guys celebrate something every weekend? And I'm like, pretty close to it. And that's why the pastors are worn out, right? So today we have Lent, or tomorrow, Clean Monday, if you will. We will go into that 40-day period. And again, I encourage you to look at what Jesus did during his 40 days up on the mountain. And then we'll talk about the dawning of the cross. And then next week, we'll be having some fun in here. We'll look back at the book of Esther. So that's two. Okay, so Purim. And then in between that period, we start to get into really active services. And we have Palm Sunday, which you can see in John 12. And then, because we are Judeo-Christian, we also celebrate Pesach, or Passover, if you will, which is in Exodus 12. And then we also have Leviticus 23:5, where it talks about it. And the Lord's Last Supper Seder, which is also listed, and I only counted that all as one piece. That's all one piece, Passover, the Last Supper, Seder. Matthew 26 is where you can find that passage. But you do see in Leviticus 23 that the Feast of Unleavened Bread and Passover are two different pieces. So that's, now we're up to five. So we're about to break that barrier of five. And now, not all the services are going to be joyous and happy. And yes, he brought us through. We're going to also go into what some would consider, what we consider, darkness service or Good Friday service, which is Matthew 27. Better to be in the house of those who are mourning than a house of celebration. So we will reflect on that during that week. That one week is party week or feast week or a struggle as we look at what our Messiah did. And that's what brings us to first fruits, which is Leviticus 23:10-14. And the following day, we have resurrection. A good reason to have a party. Because our Master, our Savior, and our Lord rose from the dead, giving us hope for all eternity. And we still cling to that today. And then we move right into what we celebrate here at the Disciple Center and what the Jews celebrate in the counting of the Omer. That's number 9. And in that period, there's 40 more days until ascension. After, you know, we're counting of the Omer, Jesus comes back from the death. We look to his rising into the heavens and sitting at the right hand of God the Father. And I have all the scripture references if you guys want them a little bit later. And then we have Pentecost, the giving of the Torah and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And I've always said this over and over through the years. I love it how God has brought those two together. Here's the Torah. You can't do it. But here's the Holy Spirit that will help you put the two together and live according to His Word. 11 celebrations. Exciting? Are you guys excited? It's about to become feast time, party time. Woohoo! If I told you I was having a party in my house, would you get excited? I'd say, yeah, depending on what you're having. Right? Are you having a celebration, or are you mourning the loss, or no, we're going to be having a lot of fun all the way through it. So next week, bring your groggers, bring your festivities, bring those lovely little hats with jelly in it to eat. We're going to continue to look at what God is doing, and this is the festival season for us as we enter into it, but also a time to draw closer to the Lord. And so today, I went through all 11, and if you're not fond of parties, you're in the wrong congregation, right? But if I went to a college and I said, hey, this is the party church, you want to come here? They would probably say, yeah, let's do it. Let me find out what all you party about. I'd say, well, it's all scriptural, but we will have fun through it all. However, we enter into today, and we look at preparing ourselves for the Lent season. And one way, and I should have warned them that I won't go that long, but we're going to look at a passage here, Matthew 6, if you will. Want to turn over there. Let's see. We just read all the way up to 13. Where Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray. And Matthew 6:14 continues as the Master teaches us. It says, for if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive you your transgressions. You see, during this Lenten season for us, it's interesting. We're not going with the Western church, but it doesn't mean that they're not still our brothers and sisters. We still have that relationship with them. And so the Eastern Orthodox really reflect on this piece during this service today, or during Clean Monday service, either this evening or tomorrow when they'll go to church. They want to mend those relationships. It's something that we should all want to do. But we also have to remember it's not just up to us. It's up to the other person as well. So, you know, the scripture says, whatever is on your part, that you can live in peace with all men. As Randy back there says, somewhere in the good book it says this, right? And so that reference is there with that one as well. So mend those relationships as best you can and live at peace amongst your brethren and your sisters and your neighbors and your family. It goes on, whenever you fast, so this is the part that years ago Rami challenged me on. It says whenever. It doesn't say if you do. It says whenever you fast. So something that I've been teaching my kids, and we do this during different seasons. And this is one season whenever we encourage our daughters and we encourage others in the congregation. Do away with something and replace it with the scriptures. Do away with something. Deny yourself some type of pleasure, because that's what Jesus did as he ministered to us and he gave us that hope of eternity. So whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face as other hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance so that they will be noticed by men, and they are fasting. So in other words, whoa, hey, look at me, I'm fasting, I'm doing whatever I can. So don't do that. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face. Make yourself clean. Don't let others notice. Anoint your head so that your fasting will not be noticed by men, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. We've been talking about rewards in our home quite a bit recently, and how we need to deny ourselves because the rewards that we're looking for are in heaven. And I love how this next passage, I only went up to 18 here, but then as I kept reading, I'm like, this is great to continue. It says, do not store up for yourselves treasures in earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I pray that each and every one of us who have younger ones that are watching us, because when they're watching us, we're teaching them. The interesting thing is, I know Dr. Stokes mentioned that passage about teaching today. I've told you guys over the past few weeks that no matter what you're doing, you are influencing others. May not be a teacher, but you are teaching others by your own actions. And the hard thing is, we got to watch what we say, because even our words show others how to live out a life, and hopefully it's of Messiah. So as we enter into this Lent season, Dr. Stokes, over the years, if you will turn over to Galatians, we're going to look at these passages where he taught us how to don the cross or put on the oil or whatever it may be, to remind ourselves daily that we are to deny ourselves. And again, reflect on what Jesus did for those 40 days. Look to him. Look to his example. Be an example to others. And so, some will actually they'll have a cross. They'll have, I remember we handed these out years ago, if you will. These crosses might get all tangled up. These with the black little strings, not that expensive, but something you can do. And another one that I made last year that I could also don is, but when we do this in the morning, the scripture references Pastor Bruce taught us was from Galatians 2, verse 20. And most of us have memorized this. And it says, I have been crucified with Messiah, and it is no longer I who live, but Messiah lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. So as you put that on, remind yourself. And throughout the day, I would encourage you to remind yourself that it's sitting there. Because for the first few days, you're going to be remembered because you're not used to wearing it. And it's going to hit you in the chest. It's going to hit you in that heart, if you will, and remind you. You're supposed to be living in such a way that reflects that. For others, like myself, I also have donned a portion of the Ten Commandments at times that are written on this little piece. And so I'm reminded not only as a cross, but I'm also to be living out his commandments. For he says, if you love me, you'll do my commandments. And then at the end of the day, we turn over in the same book of Galatians 6:14. So as you're removing whatever item you have on, we encourage you to say this. May it never be that I would boast except in the cross of our Lord, Messiah Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Now as we do this, Christ says that we will be persecuted. There will be hard times. It's not easy living out the scripture, but he will walk with us through it. And the Holy Spirit can guide us and direct us if we'll lead or ask for that leader from him. And so this week as we move into that Lenten season, I encourage you to talk to your children. Grab that cross if you still have it. Don it daily. Put it on your altar. Take these rocks. Make it a witness stone on your altars. And talk to your children. Teach them God's word and follow his ways even closer. And if you haven't already, think about what you may give up and what you may sacrifice from yourself. For time, for food maybe, or just something that will draw you closer to him. It doesn't have to be taking away. I've also been reminded, and I'm thinking of something that I'm probably going to do. Something implemented too. Whether it's for health reasons, you can start to work out. I can promise you this, if you dedicate yourself to Scripture every day, reading a portion of a book of the Bible, you will benefit from that. Not just knowledge-wise and wisdom-wise, but health-wise, as you permeate who you are according to His Word and His ways, and dedicate yourself to living out that Scripture in front of others. And so I encourage you to do that, but in the same way, that means that we have to prepare ourselves. And I want to encourage you. I went by Vons. How many of you drive by that Vons right there on Imperial on the way here? Okay, so I'm going to go back a little bit, talk to you about Passover, because, that's right, they already have these. Prepare yourself for the way, because we're going to be remembering Passover, not too long from now. Get your lamps lit and the oil prepared, because if you get there early enough, you can actually get chocolate matzah. So, again, dawning of the cross. I'm not going to be allowed to eat this for that 40 days, but at the same time, I look forward to remembering what God did through the Passover, and I look forward to doing looking back and seeing what God did through His Son, our Savior. And so, let's join together with not just our Eastern Orthodox brothers and sisters. Let us join together with our Jewish brothers and sisters and our Western brothers and sisters as they celebrate at different times, and it all works out for the better. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank You for such a time as